The chairman of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, Elizabeth Proust, is reluctantly conceding that government-imposed quotas may be the only way to achieve a target of 30% female directors by 2018. The Institute's latest report shows that progress toward gender diversity on Australia's top company boards has stalled at just above 25%. The threat by some big super industry funds to vote against male-only boards at annual general meetings may also help to tip the gender balance. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Elizabeth Proust has made a career working in and around the Blokes Club in both government and big business. Since 2009, she's seen big changes in ASX 200 boardrooms, when female representation was just over 8%. Now it's above 25%, but this year the diversity growth has stalled, and Elizabeth Proust worries women have hit a new kind of glass ceiling as old excuses roll out from male-only or male-dominated companies.
Well, some are almost representative of a dinosaur age where they say, well, there aren't enough qualified women, or women aren't flexible enough, or women have to look after the children, you know, still being said in this age.
They're fairly average excuses, though.
Very average excuses, yes. And they're just that, excuses.
The latest gender diversity survey from the Australian Institute of Company Directors says 64 ASX 200 companies have only one female director and 11 have no female directors at all. Speaking as the Institute's chairman, Ms. Proust has backed a planned protest vote against the Blokes Club by the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors during the coming season of annual general meetings, outing companies that like to say they have diversity policies but fail to walk the talk.
Those boards are not focusing on genuine diversity, and for the moment leave aside cultural diversity, which has barely moved at all in this country. What we're seeing is that boards have, in too many cases, ticked the box, appointed one woman out of seven or eight, and thought that's enough.
So what's the problem? Is it just too hard? Do some companies think we've checked the box, we've done a good job, we've done as much as we can, there's not much more we can do?
Every board is on notice that ACSI will be voting against directors' election or re-election and against remuneration reports. And I think that should be a significant wake-up call to boards.
The Health and Community Services Super Fund, HESTA, is planning to vote against ASX 200 companies with all male boards.
Basically, we think it's unacceptable that in 2017, the boards of some of Australia's biggest companies still have no women on them.
Chief Executive Debbie Blakey has written to 172 boards urging them to reach the 30% level of female directors by 2018.
We have been engaging with companies for a long time. Well over 2 years, 2.5 years, we've been talking to companies about the 30% target. So along with other ACSI members, we are committing to voting against the most senior director up for election in those companies with all male boards where we see no plan to progress the promotion of women onto the board.
The latest reading on gender diversity shows there are 11 ASX 200 companies that have no women in the boardroom at all, and you've been targeting some of these companies. What have you been telling them about the need to walk the talk about gender diversity?
Well, one we have actually taken a strong position is the Australian Agriculture Company. And I need to stress, you know, we don't take these decisions lightly. These are very complex decisions, and, you know, we engage heavily with companies that we invest in, but it is really important, I think, as a super fund and as a large asset owner, that if we don't see any action, that at some point we take action. So, for example, in the case of the Australian Agriculture Company, we have actually voted against the appointment of one of the male directors.
Now, protest votes against boards at annual general meetings are non-binding, but at the same time, they do send a strong message. So are you confident that you will be able to force change by using these tactics at AGMs?
You know, there's a real groundswell of support on this position on the issue of gender diversity on boards, and I think it's very important that organisations like HESTA take a stand.
So what to do about recalcitrant companies? Elizabeth Proust is reluctant to suggest quotas, but she concedes they might ultimately
be an option?
Quotas are not on the table for now, but clearly all options will need to be considered by the AICD as we head into 2018.
And with quotas, even though that would be a last resort, would even the threat of that make a difference to companies?
It probably would, but then you probably get a level of resistance, even resentment towards the people, the women who come on as a result of that. But if we're not able to see genuinely diverse boards, then governments are likely to take action.
In addition to AACo, companies with no female directors include TPG Telecom, Flight Centre and Cube Holdings, while Fortescue Metals and Medibank Private are the top performers, with 55% of female directors.
That's the ABC Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.